take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, it is. It's a beautiful day. Don't let it get away from you. And when we have these beautiful days, it might just be the perfect day to go take a look around the neighborhood and see if maybe there's a home you'd like to buy. And absolutely, I have just the person in the studio that can help you with that. Christina Leavenworth is here this morning with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm in a pretty good mood. You know, awesome. It's Thursday. It's got a lot of folks have a long weekend coming up. It feels weird. It feels early this year. Mm. Memorial Day on the 25th kind of seems odd, but I'm ready.
I know. It'll be amazing.
So tell me, what is happening with our real estate market? How are things looking from your perspective in the big picture?
So we are in the peak spring season. A lot of people, they really like to move in the summer. And I think people, this has just been ingrained in them. Even if you don't have children or your kids are out of the house, it's like everything starts to warm up and it's like, oh, okay, a summer move makes sense. So they've been getting the homes under contract to really line up. Because if you're under contract right now, today is May 21st, you're going to be probably closing June 21st or around that time, around 30 days. So we're really in that peak season. We have a few more weeks of it left. And then typically as we ramp up to school and also just the heat of August, it slows down until about Labor Day.
I am seeing a lot of for sale signs. I just have to say, I think of you when I see that. I was like, wow, there were three in a row in one neighborhood and I was surprised.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, we have been really busy. We've been moving our homes. We're still getting multiple offer situations. We had three last weekend. But we're pricing it right, and we're really looking at strategy. If somebody is wanting to pretty essentially play the lottery and just pick a number, that's not going to work.
On their wish list.
But when they listen to us as far as, hey, here are the comps, here's what's sold, we need your home to be lower than your competition, and they say, okay, yeah, that makes sense, Christina. If we want to move it, it typically sells. But if they say, I want to be $50,000 higher than my competition, I mean, would you pay $50,000 more if you can get the same one for $50,000 less? No.
Well, and explain that a little bit, because when you say use the term comp, someone may not understand what that means. And I'm just saying,
absolutely.
But that information is not only accessible to you as a realtor, but the buyer can see that by going online.
Yes, we get more info as a realtor. We get a lot more info. But if you're looking at active listings, that's very easy to see. And when we say comps, we mean comparables. And it's the same exact thing that appraisers look at. So even if you think your home is worth $50,000 more, there's no way an appraiser is going to give it that value when everything in your neighborhood has sold for less.
Right.
Even if you put on those quartz countertops that cost you $5,000, it's not the same as $50,000. You're not going to get that type of value. And a lot of times people think due to certain things they did, they're going to get crazy. You might be able to get more marketability. It might move faster, but it's not going to give a fresh coat of paint. It makes it look better. It's going to help us sell it faster, but that's not going to give you a whole lot of money.
Right.
A new roof. That's a big thing that people think. They go, I just put on a $15,000 roof.
We were just talking about that this morning. Yeah.
And appraisers, same sort of thing. A home needs to have a roof.
Right.
It's not like you get a bonus because you have a functioning quality of a home. Like you can't live in a home if it doesn't have a roof. The fact that it's new helps you market it and a buyer likes that. And again, that might make you stand out against your competition.
Right.
But you're not going to get much more value. So we go over all those things. But a new Fed chair gets sworn in on Friday.
That's correct. I did see that in the headlines.
And the Fed, they set interest rates. The second they touch them, that does not mean mortgage rates immediately go up or down. People always think that. And I remember when I was buying my first house, I totally thought that. And I was in the news and I was like, hey, the Fed just dropped rates. When are we going to see it? And I was guilty of that too. However, it takes time. And it's all this crazy algorithm that happens in Washington. But there being a new Fed chair, typically if they are lowering rates, at some point, mortgage rates will drop, not immediately. So we don't know. So a lot of people are like, man, Trump has his guy in there. We're going to go back to 2%. I think there's a lot more involved than that. I am not on the Federal Reserve by any means, but I think
neither am I.
I don't think we're going to see anything drastic. But I do think maybe buyers might be like, hey, yeah, there's a new Fed chair in there. I'm going to start looking now. Mm-hmm. So we might have some like buyer sentiment changing. But honestly, we've been busy. And I always say this, and I always like to, I know that we are busy, and I don't know if we're the exception, not the rule. I just pulled numbers, just kind of looking at monthly sales year over year.
Right.
And we are up every single month of this year compared to last year.
That's good news.
So compared to last year, I mean, it's not by double digits or anything. It's just a hair more sales, but it's better than last year.
Every percentage counts.
And so it really just depends on the person. And if they're saying it's a bad market, what's their definition? Because again, we're seeing people that even bought 2 years ago and they're selling today and they're putting money in their pocket, but it's setting expectations.
Right.
No one's expecting to put a whole lot of money. They're able to pretty much break even. And that's a win if you're selling it after just a couple of years.
Right. Talking with Christina Leavenworth. She's a realtor with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty. How can folks get in touch with you if they have any questions? And of course, this morning, if you have a question, it's the expert panel. She is an expert, I promise you.
Yes.
850-437-1620. Please text in your questions. But how can they reach you and your team?
I am so easy to find. Just Google Christina Leavenworth. That's the easiest thing. I'm afraid if we have our website, bestrealtorsinpensacola.com, but sometimes if you Google that, people pay for keywords. It might come up. So just come to me. Social media is a great way. Follow me on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok.
And I will say, we're friends on Facebook. I love your videos.
Oh, thank you.
She used to be a reporter, so she has that on-camera finesse, but you do a great job in just showing your houses. You have tips that you put on a regular basis.
And talking about the community. Mm-hmm. I went to a real estate conference that said, stop talking about boring real estate stuff. Talk about the community, because that's what people care about. Mm-hmm. And also, they're moving here because of this amazing community. They're not moving here because I know what an appraisal is and I know how to, you know, every line of the Florida contract. So they said, talk about that. So I talk about a lot of things happening in our area, but it's funny. People will walk up to me and be like, I love your videos. I'm like, but I sell real estate. Like, but that's what I actually do. And I'm way better at real estate than I am at doing these videos. Those are just fun to do.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah. But the fun thing is, too, versus news, I only talk about fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about anything sad. I only talk about exciting things.
Yes, true.
And that is a blast, being able to be like, oh my gosh, this is what's coming here.
Well, that's why I enjoy them, because they are upbeat and fun.
Yes, they're upbeat and fun. It's none of the sad stuff. It's all the good stuff from that previous career.
Well, I have a little bit of an envy problem, because you do post some beautiful homes that clearly are out of my budget, but boy, are they gorgeous.
Oh, it's
and
so much fun.
And I look at you when you do the film and you kind of go through the house, and I was looking at one the other day and I thought, oh, I want to live there. Please, can I win the lottery? Because you really are comprehensive in how you approach putting together the whole package. When someone says, okay, I'm ready to sell my home, your team comes in and goes, okay, and here's what you need to do.
Absolutely.
Because those pictures, I know, I started laughing. I said, I know their team went in there and put that decor together, because it was beautiful.
Yes. And that, sometimes, like, I love to be the good guy and I like to be everyone's friend, but I have people on my team that are a little bit better about being like, your paint is ugly. and I'm like, no, it's not that ugly. So it's a good cop, a bad cop type of combination, where the other person is a little bit more stern and I'm the one that's making them feel warm and fuzzy. Like, you need to take your photos down. Yes, there's going to be holes in the walls. Mm-hmm. If you want top dollar, you have to fill those holes in the walls. And it's so funny. Somebody listening is like, yeah, no crap. You got to fill those holes in the walls. But if it's your house, you're like, really? Like, So, you know, and we know how stressful it is. It's incredibly stressful to sell a home. So we like to really talk to people ahead of time and come up with a plan. Another thing we do, if the home is occupied, if you live there, we really like to ask for 24 hours notice for showings.
Oh, that's
and people
good.
Tell me all the time, like, no, I'm retired. I'll be fine. I can just head out in a jiffy. I hear you. However, you are going to be stressed if you are in the shower and you hear a ding on your phone and you're going to go, oh my gosh, that's Christina and I might have a showing. And then you check your phone and you don't. So then you're mad that you don't have a showing and it just becomes a whole thing. We do enough of it. So we really try to limit that. And we tell them, of course, if we get a call and it is a cash buyer who is leaving town tomorrow, I am going to call you.
Of course.
And we're going to show the house. Mm-hmm. But just to limit it so it's not last minute showings.
It kind of takes the chaos factor out of it and the stress.
Yes. And when people are stressed, it just puts stress on the deal. It puts stress everywhere. Mm-hmm. So if we can take that away and just say, hey, listen, you hired professionals. Let us do our job. It is not fun to not sell houses. It's not fun for us. It's not fun for you. We are doing everything we can. As soon as we have news, you will be the very first to hear it. But we do update them, you know, every couple of days. Like, hey, just letting you know, like, here's what we've done so far to market your home. Here's what we're seeing. Here's other homes that have hit the market. Just want to let you know an update. We don't have any showings. We're watching the market closely. Mm-hmm. If it stays the same, maybe in another week or two, we'll talk about an adjustment.
Okay. Very smart approach with a great team. This is Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenwinkie Realty. If you've got a question or comment, take advantage of her knowledge. 850-437-1620. Well, the funny thing about selling your home is that I'm in that place every day, and I may not see that weird thing on the wall, or it might be something, oh, no, you don't understand. That's my grandmother's.
Exactly.
And so you have that eye that can come in and say, but it's not going to sell your home. We need to put that somewhere else.
Yes, and honestly, I lean on the bad cops in my team to do that. Where they're the ones, and I'm like, okay, yeah, you guys ready to sell your home? They're like, yeah. I'm like, and now Dylan's going to tell you what to change. And then I like kind of back out. I'm like, and he's really good at it. And and he'll come before photos. Mm-hmm. And whoever on the team is associated with the listing will come before photos, like make sure it looks perfect. Mm-hmm. We're throwing stuff like under the counter. So we come about an hour before photos. So we give you homework. And then we say, okay, we're going to be coming before the photographer gets here just to make sure everything's perfect. And when, typically when we're leaving after like talking to them saying, I want to list my home, mm-hmm. we have a photo date on the calendar. So everyone has a date to work on. And if they get overwhelmed beforehand, no big deal. But I think everyone works better having, okay, here's our target date. Mm-hmm. And then they get it done. Right. They do. They get it done. And I see it all day, every day. And mm-hmm. if we give them the tasks, they know what to do. But if you don't give it to them, they have no clue.
Right.
And we've had people before, and they're like, oh, I've sold like 6 homes. I'm like, okay, well, did your previous realtors talk about staging? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay. I was like, we want nothing on the counters. Here's some good tips for people here. And even this is a good way to live. And mm-hmm. sadly for my husband, sometimes he has to live this way. Nothing on countertops at all. Not in the bathrooms, not in the kitchen. I'm okay with a coffee maker, maybe a toaster, a microwave, but that's it. Mm-hmm. Nothing on the fridge. No magnets or anything.
Okay.
However, if your children's drawings give you a lot of joy, keep them up. However, maybe put that in a different area. Mm-hmm. Those are my big things. And like, if you just get those two things down, the home looks a lot bigger. It automatically looks a lot cleaner. Mm-hmm. And then different wall art. Like, let's have carefully selected wall art. We just don't want like random stuff thrown up there. And then definitely the family photos, take them down. And I used to let people keep them up, and I hate saying let them, but mm-hmm. I used to say, hey, it's not that big of a deal. It shows a happy family lived here. But the more I've realized, I think it's better to take them down, because let's say you have pictures of a beautiful baby, and then that woman looking at your home is struggling with infertility.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You never know.
Things like that. You never know what somebody is going through. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we recently lost my dog, and if I saw, white chihuahua in the house, like, even though the home is lovely, it's going to give me sad emotions. Mm-hmm. So things like that. So just take it down. And another thing, sports teams. If you have a bunch of like Alabama stuff,
oops.
Maybe you have an Auburn fan walking through. So that's where we try to depersonalize it. And when people hear it at first, so some people love to hunt and they have deer heads everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
And maybe you have someone that is a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. So again, just
not a good sell.
Yeah, just things that depersonalize it. And a lot of times too, if there's pets and stuff, I love animals, but let's just put the dog beds and the cat beds in the garage for the time being, and even like move the food out of the way.
Right.
Yeah, so they can see it for them.
Well, it makes a lot of sense when you say it right now, but when I'm in the middle of it, I may not think of it.
Yeah.
If I had to take out all my Georgia stuff, I might as well just move out.
I know. So people get a little shocked, but when we say like, yeah, maybe like someone's dealing with something super sad, they're like, okay.
No, it makes sense.
And so you have to look at it that way. And we know that from our experience. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't know that if you didn't sell the level of homes we did, where we're walking in the homes with people and we see their face. We see them go, oh, I'd buy this house if it wasn't for Alabama. Like, we hear that. So,
and they're serious.
Yeah, and they are 100% serious. And so that's why whenever we're listing homes, we want them to be seen in the best light.
I guess I could say the logic of a buyer may not always be logical.
Totally. The logic of humans is never logical.
This is true. We were just discussing that earlier. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenwinkie Realty. They do a great job in our community. If you have a question about, maybe you're thinking about buying, maybe thinking about selling, 850-437-1620. I was telling Christina before we went on the air that I am seeing these signs go up everywhere. It seems like a lot of people are selling their homes because it is springtime. But I was surprised. I almost started laughing. I went by this one house and it had a realtor, but the house yard looked horrible. They even had trash stacked out front because clearly they had cleaned the interior. Yeah. But it just looked bad, and I thought...
Yeah, to give them that agent just the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes people, again, you can't change people. You work with what you have. You really do.
But it was not a good sell look.
I know, though. It's not. And their price is going to reflect that. Mm-hmm. And we tell them that. We say, you know, if it stays this way, the price will reflect it. However, like, we're not afraid to have those hard conversations. We really aren't. It's like, you need to know these things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good friend who's a surgeon, and I always talk to her about how she delivers, like, not great news and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, you think about different careers that have to do that, where we are the fact givers. We, you know, I'm not going to get emotional about it. Here's what things are selling for. If it no longer makes sense for you to sell, we totally understand. But this is where the numbers are at, and letting them know that it's not moving. We've done X, Y, and Z. But a lot of times I say, hey, like, we need more time on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is normal days on market. It's a unique home. We need more time. We don't think we should do a price adjustment yet.
Right.
We'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we do is we work with flippers and builders a lot.
Oh, that's so, when you say flippers, what does that mean? Because there is a whole contingent listening on the beach that think dolphins.
Oh, true. you're buying
because
that.
I bounce around between all these topics,
yes,
right, with different people. So
yes.
I was like, one acronym may not mean the same thing as another acronym.
So that home you saw with all the trash in front, that would likely be a good home to flip. So it's a home that needs a lot of work, where it's in just really rough conditions. So you are getting a major discount on that home. So then you're coming in and you're making it pretty and then selling it at market value.
Right.
We love getting in early where we can help you with selections. Because I love to tell people, ugly costs the same as pretty. When you're looking at a paint color, paint costs the same. You're choosing the ugly color or even the finishes, where we can make it look significantly better and get you significantly more money if you work with us on the front end to really look at that. And we even work with real stagers that bring in furniture on those because that's where that really helps. Because maybe it's a weird floor plan. Maybe like they did 80% of the work and there's another 20%, but she comes in and puts all her jazz in there, and we work with that. So any builders or flippers, we do a really great job with that. We're really aggressive about getting the word out there and getting the home sold.
Right. Okay, we've talked a lot about the getting the house ready and all that kind of stuff, but for those that are thinking about actually buying, is there help out there? I know that there's some programs and things, and we've only just got a few minutes left, but maybe touch on how can we help that person that wants to buy.
There's so many, and we just need to talk to you. On the selling side, I can give you a formula, but on the buying side, we need to look at what your situation is, what you're really wanting, what your goals are, how much cash you have, how much you want to pay per month. Even though you're pre-approved for a much larger amount, maybe you don't feel comfortable with that payment.
Mm-hmm.
So we really look at that, and yes, our homes are selling fast, but there's a whole lot of them from, again, for whatever reason aren't, you might be able to get a really good deal. And I have some ideas about strategy, like looking at homes that have been on the market a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
They probably would be willing to take a lower offer. Maybe they'll pay all your closing costs. And we work with lenders that will give you down payment assistance. We have all sorts of programs out there, and it changes every day. So you just need to talk to us and let us know.
Okay, we got a fun comment that just came in that we were talking about a few minutes ago. It says, we once looked at a house with a deer head hanging over the tanning bed in the front room. LOL.
Oh, gosh. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, we couldn't even look at the rest of the house. Love your show.
That's so funny. They should have taken a photo. Every now and again, we see things and we're like,
wow,
I can't believe that. Like, there was one.
So many questions.
One time, there was two toilets that faced each other.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Many questions.
I don't even know what to say on that one. Yes.
So many questions.
Yeah, there's always weird things, and you're like, okay. Most of the time, though, they're beautiful and normal, but then you get the weird ones.
Well, yeah, I guess you see it all in your business, that's for sure.
You see it all. It keeps things interesting.
Great comment. Thanks for sending that in. 850-437-1620. So back to if I wanted to buy, and I really want to get out of it, because right now, when you look at the rental market and the people that are renting apartments and think that the prices have really gone up a lot.
Yeah.
And so in some ways, you might be able to find a mortgage that might be less than that monthly rent.
Almost all the time.
So then, how do I do that? What do I do?
Timing is important because you don't want to still have that rent and then your payment. And again, talk to us, because I think I'm going to get too deep in here in our few minutes we have left.
Like, I know.
But like, if you're closing on June 1st, your first payment is until August 1st with mortgages. That's how they work.
Right.
So I love taking advantage of that for a lot of buyers out there. Being like, okay, we're going to get you out. You need like 10 days to get out out of your rental. So then, again, you maybe pay June's rent, but then you're not paying a payment till August 1st. So you have July off.
And it's helping. You should get that first month deposit back.
Oh, and yeah, you should in a perfect world. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, we can talk all day. And just again, 850-378-1260. That's a number. Just program it in your phone. It goes to my team. Everyone is super trained on all this stuff. It's what we do all day, every day. We're all full-time agents. We're real estate geeks, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. Like, our group chat is like dinging well into like 11 p.m. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
And you love what you do, and I think that makes a difference.
Yeah, my husband can't stand being around us because it's just like real estate, real estate, real estate.
Oh,
and we're
funny.
Talking so fast, and we're so excited. And yeah, but funny. You need this type of energy. Like, it's your most valuable asset. Mm-hmm. You need people that are full-time, they're passionate about it, they know the ins and the outs.
Right.
Because, yeah, you could be leaving a lot of money on the table, or mm-hmm. you could be making really big mistakes, or maybe not having a home. Maybe you like go to sell your home and then there's issues with the next home and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't, like, I've sold my home, but I don't want to move forward on the other one. Where am I going to live?
Right.
So we have so many contingencies built in for you to make it work. And same thing for our sellers. We look mm-hmm. at every angle of how we can best protect all parties.
Well, it's always a pleasure having you on the show because every time you come on, I learn more and more, and it's just great. This is Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Reinke Realty. Just a couple minutes left.
Yeah, follow
here
me
go.
On social. Yeah. Say hey. And also, just you can text me directly. I'll give you my direct number, 850-940-7516. Either like DMing or texting me is the easiest way to get me because honestly, I get maybe 200 phone calls a day on the low end. Like,
wow.
I'll be talking to my husband on the phone for 3 minutes. And in that time period, my phone has rung like four, because we have the title companies, we have the insurance people, we have the mortgage companies, we have the buyers, we have the sellers, the other agent. So it's a lot of moving parts. So texting me is usually the best bet. And then I'll be like, hey, cool, let's chat in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can connect.
Perfect. Talking with Christina Leavenworth, y'all, I just am always so impressed. She has great stories. We hear great things about what you're doing in the community as well. You're very connected to the community. And I think that also, like you said in the beginning of the show, people aren't moving here for one reason or another. They're moving here because of the community, the schools.
Totally.
And you're able to really present a great picture.
Well, having the news background really helps with that. That is a huge thing because I did it for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So it just runs through my veins knowing, okay, yeah, this school's A-rated and whatnot. But yeah, give me a call, Christina Leavenworth, 850-378-1260. Or just, yeah, follow me on social. Let's be friends.
And what's that website again?
It's Best Realtors in Pensacola. Or I have a new one too, just ChristinaLeavenworth.com, which is super easy.
All right. Thanks so much, Christina. This is Pep Talk. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 11.